and Chicago Congressman Bobby Rush. State funding cuts mean new challenges at area school districts when trying to help students dealing with drug and alcohol abuse. The more than $900,000 in reductions at Prairie Center Health Systems included the loss of 3 youth counselors. In the past school year, 4 of them were available to visit schools in Champaign, Ford, and Vermilion counties. CEO Bruce Swardini says student referrals to the remaining counselor will now be handled at Prairie Center's offices, leaving transportation up to a parent or guardian.
We were able to go there and accommodate where they could pull the kid out of a class or arrange it so there was some downtime when we could meet with a student. It's no longer available, and they're not going to be able to pull somebody out of school and say, hey, you have to drive across town to go to Prairie to have an assessment done.
Swardini says the change likely means school districts will have to find new outside help to assess the needs of some students and determine whether a counselor is needed. Prairie Center will continue to provide a school-based health clinic on a reduced schedule. The first of this month, the facility announced it was cutting 21 positions in all. Affected areas include the loss of its detox unit that provided medical monitoring of substance abuse patients, as well as programs dealing with domestic violence and methamphetamine use. A woman who's worked as a public defender, a prosecutor, and an associate judge has been promoted to a higher level on the bench. A selection committee has picked Macon County Associate Judge Lisa Holder White to fill a vacancy on the 6th Judicial Circuit, and the Illinois Supreme Court today approved the appointment. White will replace retiring Judge John Granius, who was also based in Macon County. White has been an assistant public defender and an assistant state's attorney before she became an associate judge. The position is up for election in 2010. The share of people without health insurance in Illinois ticked up a bit last year, even as the national rate fell. Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Almost 1 in 7 Illinoisans don't have health insurance. The rate inched up over the year before, just within the Census Bureau's margin of error. Still, it's moving in the opposite direction from the country as a whole. The nationwide figure dropped by 0.5 point. A census official says more people are getting coverage from Medicare and Medicaid, not from their employers. Mary Flowers chairs the health care committee in the Illinois House. She says relying on those public programs just masks the problem.
A lot of doctors will not accept Medicaid patients because the state doesn't pay on time. You either have to have a job or either be on Medicaid or Medicare in order to get access to health care, and it shouldn't be that way.
Illinois is also lagging behind some neighboring states. Both Indiana and Wisconsin reduced their uninsured populations last year. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich isn't saying whether he'll run for a third term, but he calls himself a great governor who loves his job. Blagojevich says, quote, "There's more to do, and I have no reason to think I don't want to keep doing this job." The Democratic governor has lousy poll ratings and terrible relationships with many state officials. Still, Blagojevich says he has a strong track record that includes expanding health care for children and working-class families. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Temperatures warmed up a little bit today here at the WILL studios. We topped out at 86 degrees. That's 3 degrees above the average high. And this morning we dropped down 3 degrees below the average low. We bottomed out at 59, the average low 62 degrees. Right now 84 at both Willard Airport and on Friends Plaza. And we still have mostly sunny skies. And in fact, the cloud cover has started to push in from the west and has reached the Illinois River. But the areas to the south and east of the Illinois River are still mostly clear, at least across Illinois. Once you get into central and southern Indiana, some of the clouds wrapping around the remains of Fay, which is bringing some more heavy rain to the mid-Atlantic states. Well, that cloud cover is also stretching across central and southern Indiana, with a few spots of very light rain falling across Indiana right now. As far as the observation stations, none at the top of the hour reporting precipitation, but there have been a few reports of very light rain across central and southern Indiana through the day today. For central Illinois and Champaign-Urbana specifically, the sky will be mostly clear tonight. There may be a few clouds rolling through with a low of around 60 degrees and a light wind out of the east, and then sunshine tomorrow morning. Thursday afternoon, we will start to see the clouds building with a high temperature at 87 degrees. A wind tomorrow out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And again, that will bring in more moisture with a chance for showers and a thunderstorm or two tomorrow night with a low of 66 degrees. Friday, partly to mostly sunny. The high temperature, 83. It looks like we're in for another real nice weekend. High temperature on Saturday of around 84, and again on Sunday, right around 84 degrees. 84 seems to be a good number. That's the current temperature on Friends Plaza, 84 degrees at Willard Airport with an east wind at 5 miles per hour.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Evidence is mounting that about 90 innocent Afghan civilians, many of them children, were killed last week in a military operation. The joint U.S.-Afghan force was targeting the Taliban in the western part of Afghanistan. It's the third time this summer the U.S. military has been accused of killing large numbers of civilians in Afghanistan. This latest attack was the worst in terms of the death toll. Now President Hamid Karzai's government